Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
And my name's Nolan.
And this is episode 79.
It's so frustrating.
Like, 79 is?
That we've been going so long.
80 is just such a solid, well-rounded number.
Yeah.
I want to just be there, and instead, 79. Ugh.
I guarantee you, if you wait just a little bit, we'll get there.
I mean, it better not be a whole week.
It won't, because we're recording late this week. Don't worry.
It's true. This podcast came out a little later as you guys are listening to it. Apologies for that. Our schedules were a little bit wonky, but we still wanted to bring you good content and more coming up next week as well.
Yeah, and it happens rarely, so thank you for staying with us. And for not getting too aggravated at us.
Just know it was Kenny's fault.
Yeah, absolutely. Always is. Nolan, Kenny, if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you? It was probably one of the most popular questions my mom often would ask me after I made a poor decision based off of something that my peers were doing. And I'm sure you've heard a similar statement before. I have a few scenarios I'm going to present to you men, and I want to know if your friends were doing it, would you too, in spite of whatever the consequences may be?
For the record, if my friends were jumping off a bridge, it's because I did first, and then they followed me.
All right, trendsetter. Number one, skydiving.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're just jumping out of the plane, floating down.
I mean, I'd do it right.
Deep sea diving.
Yes. That sounds fun.
That one freaks me out a little. Like, it plays with my head, but I'd do it.
All right. Skinny dipping.
Yes. Easy, yes.
Would depend on the friends and the situation and the place.
Me and Kenny, and Nolan. Me and Nolan with you on the night before your wedding in Lake Pontchartrain.
I don't know where that is, but we're, like, pretty far from other people. Like, it's secluded and...
Relatively.
How relatively?
Okay, I'm moving on to the next one. Streaking. Streaking at a televised event.
Oh, no.
That's how you get yourself, like, in prison.
You're not doing that.
Attend and enjoy a Britney Spears concert.
Yes.
No. Attend, yes. Enjoy, no.
Get matching tattoos, invisible to your with your normal wearing of clothes.
Still specifically talking about friends?
Yeah.
Yes, because probably. It would be around something that we really love.
There'd have to be a good reason, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
The three of us get a Triforce tattoo?
Bridge I 4. Would.
Yes, Bridge 4.
Get your nipples pierced?
No.
I would. Finally, would you jump off a bridge?
To my death?
No, I mean, no. I mean, you're not killing yourself in any of these things.
Then, yeah. That sounds fun.
Kenny?
I'm going to just say no on this one, because I don't know
That's
the circumstances.
Fine. It's not a trick question.
Don't feel like we need to dig.
That's fine. You don't sound very impressionable, Kenny, although a group of real-life rodents living near the Arctic might be. Some think it's kind of a myth, but these small rodents, or what their actual name is, lemmings, often migrate in large groups, and they do so blindly following one another in what is often perilous situations, sometimes in large bodies of water in which some of them drown, and sometimes straight off cliffs in which some of them plummet to their deaths. Which is a constant concern in our retro game of the week, Lemmings.
Stupid Lemmings.
Overview.
Do you know what they look like? The actual, like, real life lemmings?
Yeah, kind of just like little cuter rats, right?
Yeah.
They're these little pixel things that are like 8x10, animated. They got blue hair, green hair, a blue jacket. Like, everyone knows what lemmings look like.
I think those are the anthropomorphized versions of the lemming.
Nice word.
That's fair. But considering that we spent our week interacting with the anthropomorphized version thereof, it was a fair assessment to make.
Fair.
If you're not familiar with Lemmings, the game, possibly you're either young or living under a rock, because in the early 90s, this game was crazy popular. Lemmings is a puzzle platformer that came out for the Amiga, the Atari, the PC, kind of that generation of game consoles, if you will, in 1991, and was published by Synosis. And it is a game that I guess they sort of stumbled upon. Originally, this guy that some of you may know, because he later went on to help program some of the like Grand Theft Auto beginnings, Mike Daly, was messing around with like an early paint program and came up with these Lemmings, and they went, hey, let's make a game out of these things. And then they did, and it became a hugely popular puzzle game. The way the game generally works is you have a whole bunch of lemmings falling sort of out of the sky from this giant trapdoor.
Which is a great start to any video game.
Absolutely. I'm going to assume this is like a multiverse situation, and that they, you know, randomly get transported into this two-dimensional game universe and have to escape back out of it so that they can follow their friends off a cliff somewhere, IRL. But these lemmings that all look exactly the same and are fairly unintelligent creatures fall from the sky and into an environment that changes based on the level, and you have a set number of abilities that you can give some of these lemmings to control where some of their friends go, to blow themselves up to their death to remove an obstacle, any number of things from digging to climbing to falling safely large distances. And by using these limited numbers of skills, you are navigating this group of lemmings from their starting portal falling into this environment to an ending portal where they go safely back home to Lemmingsville.
Simple as that. There are four difficulties, which in the base game, which is fun, tricky, taxing, and mayhem. That's the order of increasing difficulty. I'm assuming and somewhat hoping that we all started on fun.
Listen, on fun, friend.
We're not here for fun. Nobody likes to have fun.
Kenny, you're
nobody
bad at games.
Likes to have fun. No, I started playing on fun.
Okay, and ended on fun.
Yeah.
Well, I toyed around with some of the other difficulties, but I didn't like beat all of them.
Just to make sure, before we go into gameplay, you did say this is the prequel to Grand Theft Auto, correct?
It's not a... Yeah, it's that game. No, there's no no prostitutes in Lemmings. Just little creatures that follow each other mindlessly. They'll walk themselves off a cliff or into acid or anything else. So it is a little bit violent, but no. No, one of the programmers that worked on this game originally was also involved in that game.
And simplistic, relatively, game design where you are the god figure and you are trying to transport these precious lemmings to safety by...
You're making this like
that's what it is. I mean, it's called, when you play Sims, you are God. When you play Lemmings, you are God. When you're in control of characters in this kind of manner, Kenny, that's just the way that it is. And journey with us into the Lemming world as we talk about our gameplay this week.
Gameplay.
So the gameplay is really simple. This is a game that, although this is a little bit novel, is mouse driven for early
Lemmings.
PC games.
Lemmings.
But they're lemmings, not mice. No, you control the interface is with the computer mouse, or if you're playing on another console with the joystick. But because the joystick was an option, it translates into a mouse being an option as a way of moving around and selecting characters in a way that a lot of early DOS games don't let you do. And so even though I think of my early exposure to this game and think PC title, it feels like a very old game because it is, it feels a little bit more accessible because you're just navigating with a mouse than a lot of games from that same era where you would have to be learning specific keys and navigating menus and things. And so you sit down, you grab your mouse, and as these lemmings are falling, you select specific lemmings to do things that are out of character for what they would normally do. What they would normally do is walk in a single direction, where if they hit a wall or an obstacle, they turn around and walk back in the opposite direction, and they follow each other endlessly doing that. Gravity takes effect, so if they walk off a cliff, they fall. If they walk into something that kills them, they die. And that's all they do until you change one of their behaviors.
Right. So to help this podcast not be a monologue, let's talk about the 8 different skills that you can select. There are, because you've mentioned a few of them.
Yeah.
But so I'll throw out one and then one of you can grab one and we'll try to do all 8. Climbers, which this is going to be a big surprise to you guys. If you select the skill climb and you click on a lemming, then that lemming, then from that moment forward, anytime they come up to a vertical wall that they can indeed climb, they move vertically up that wall and then they continue walking there.
Think Spider-Man.
But it's only up. It's not, right. They don't climb down, right. Just up.
And right. For down, you need the parachute lemming that floats safely back to the ground off of giant cliffs. Which is pretty easy to forget sometimes when you're not really.
Right. Oh, I definitely had some times where I sent entire groups of lemmings to their death, yeah, thinking right. that they were going to just walk off like, the cliff and be fine. Okay. And it's pretty proprietary. At some height, they die, and like slightly lower than that, they can survive it. And so that was brutal. There's also an explosive lemming, which is very a fun useful. One. You can tell one of your lemmings to blow up 5 seconds later. It gives a little countdown right above his head. And so you got to kind of time it a lot of times. And then they can blow up obstacles or any number of other things that are interactable.
It's fine to murder some of your lemmings because mm-hmm. in very few stages do you have to get all 100% lemmings to the end goal. It gives you a percentage before your stage begins so that you know kind of what you're going for. There are blockers, which causes a lemming to put his arms out in either direction. And anytime other lemmings run into him, he's the only lemming that can change the direction of the way that lemmings are walking. So they'll all walk one way until they meet a blocker and then they'll turn and go the opposite direction.
There's a minor lemming that will use a pickaxe to dig through walls, pretty much.
Kind of down and at an angle.
Yeah.
And then there's a digger lemming. I don't know if it's actually called digger, but someone that goes straight down.
Right.
Like whatever ground you're on, if it's diggable, they will put a hole directly beneath themselves and just burrow, 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 burrow.
Yeah. And then there are bashers that kind of just swing their arms wildly and go straight, dig straight through walls.
Yeah, it respects physics.
Yeah. Builders? Is that the last one?
Yeah.
They build like staircases over gaps is pretty much the most useful
thing. Stairway to heaven.
Yeah. So really like a good different set of skills that you're able to use. And based on whatever level you're playing, you have a limited use of a variety of these skills, and
yeah.
They give you some that you don't need to use in the stage, and then sometimes they don't give you any that, and obviously you don't need those in the stage to complete it. And in some stages there are a variety of ways to complete the stage, and then as you get later and later into the game, there is one,
yeah.
if that many.
Right. At some point you're solving a specific puzzle. Early in the game though, you've got kind of a wider array of options to get through things as you're learning the tools. I gotta say, I was pretty impressed from a gameplay standpoint with how well those early levels forced you to use one type of skill to solve an obstacle, to teach you how to use that skill.
I thought it was beautiful.
Do you think the difficulty ramped up naturally? Kind of what I mean is, do you think as it progressed, and it allowed you to use different of the skills, do you think that was well balanced, or did you find that frustrating?
Somewhat. I thought it taught the initial skills like the first time really well. Once you learned the interface of you got to click on it and then you click on your lemming, it was pretty clear those first couple of stages. You know, I've got 10 of this certain skill to navigate this one single obstacle. You learn it, it's cool. After that, it kind of just threw you into the deep end a little bit. There were one or two puzzles that it actually took me a couple of times to figure out how I was going to get past them as I was sort of learning the ropes.
Yeah.
A couple is not much, though. I mean,
yeah, it started fairly easy.
Yeah, well, and it just what you were saying, Kenny, it teaches you each of those different skills through a series of opening stages. That's a part of the game, so I think it does a tutorial in such a perfect way, and that you don't feel like you're going through a tutorial.
I
you're
always
playing
respect
the game,
that.
But you're learning how to play.
Yeah.
And then, with any puzzle game, though, just the way that your mind thinks and the way that you see the stage, you can get locked on a relatively simple stage with a relatively simple solution. And then your brain just can only think, I've got to do it this way. But obviously you realize that you can't. Like, that's just the nature of puzzles. And so you have to have that kind of brain or that kind of tenacity that causes you to see it in a different light or see it in a different way that allows you to pass it. And once you figure that out, it might take you a couple times, as Kenny mentioned, then it's relatively easy to make your lemmings do what needs to be done.
Yeah, somewhat. There's a few places where, like, you'll understand the concept of how you want to pass a level and still not, like, have the mechanics completely right. You'll, like, mistime a bomb and it places somewhere funny and then it kind of messes things up and you have to start over. There's definitely times where you can try something and end up putting yourself in a situation where you can't solve the puzzle with the resources you're given anymore, which is their solution to that, instead of making you wait for the whole, like, 5 minute or 7 minute timer, is really fun. There's a there's a bomb button where you click it and it makes all of your lemmings explode. They call it nuking the level, and it's somewhat satisfying but also kind of frustrating if you're having to start from scratch just because you've made, you know, one fairly minor mistake.
Luckily, this game gives you a code, though, to go back to the stage that you were on. Kind of like...
it's always a nice feature.
Kind of like Mega Man.
Especially for those earlier games that don't have, you know...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's some, like... That takes a lot of the frustration away. If you had to start all the way over, that would be very brutal.
But also, the cool thing, yeah, it's not that punishing because you don't have lives, right? Or at least my version didn't have lives, so you can... You just die and you start
the stage
over. It's
just beat the stage, yeah.
It's put up with it, figure it out long enough to get through it.
Which is perfect, because this game could be maddening if it sets you back at the
beginning.
Yeah,
because there's something we haven't really hit, and that's how slow the gameplay can be at times. Utterly slow.
Yeah.
Like, took me forever to get past five levels, simple levels.
Right. Some stages require a lot of patience. And if you don't have that kind of patience, then I mean, you got to wait until literally 50 lemmings walk across a giant stage to make it to the end portal.
It's very much an early 90s kind of computer game. Like, if you release something that had some of those same mechanics today, people are so used to this instant gratification and always doing something.
Yeah.
Partly for good, and because things have developed and philosophy there has changed. But partly just because of, I don't know, kids these days, you know, they need to get off my lawn and slow things down. But it wouldn't fly.
The cool thing is, Nolan, one of the ports, by the way, we need to, I guess we could do this at a later time. I mean, I'll mention it now. This game has been ported. I think it's the most ported
to
game
everything.
Ever.
So
it's
possibly.
Ridiculous. It's on anything. It's on PlayStation 3. Like, you can play this on PS3. But on the PC versions, I believe, there's a fast forward button. So once you've solved the puzzle, you can click fast forward and it will move the lemmings even faster. Which another function that it does allow you to do is determine how quickly the lemmings will be dropped out of the entrance port.
Yeah.
So
which is
nice. That can speed up your stage if you know what you're doing, although that can also really cause you to go into panic mode if you don't know what you're doing.
Right, somewhat. So many of the puzzles end up where you literally just, at least I think the most efficient way to deal with it is rather than all of your lemmings running crazy and you sort of real time trying to solve the puzzles, is to kind of just corral that initial group somewhere near the beginning and send one or two lemmings off by themselves to, you know, to change infrastructure, to build, to mine, to climb, to do all the things that you need to do to kind of solve the puzzle, and then just let the group go. Enough so that that sort of seems to be where the time really goes. I don't think there's as much stress most of the time to, like, react to things really, really quickly.
I couldn't multitask that well, though. Like, I had lemmings falling off cliffs left and right. I don't know.
It's hard. I the only one reason that I didn't corral them at the beginning, Kenny, although that would be the easiest, you just put one of your blockers and then they go up against a natural wall and they kind of stay there for a long time while you figure out what's going on, was because within me, I wanted to try to complete every single stage with 100% completion.
Right, which isn't even usually possible.
I don't know about usually. I'd say on every other stage or something like fair. That.
It kind of depends possible. How the stage is designed. By the time you get to the later stages, though, I think they expect that you can't be solving the puzzles fast enough to be doing it with all of your lemmings moving.
I didn't find one, but I guarantee you, because of their creativity in the first 15 stages that I, you know, played most, that later in the game, there's one where you probably just have to get one lemming to the final exit goal. Like, I really like that creativity. One of the early stages, all you have to do is cause each of your lemmings to become diggers, which, because they're on a very thin platform, and if you don't, they'll fall off that platform, and the distance is great enough that they'll all splat on the bottom floor. But if you just dig with each of them, then that dig is enough room for them to fall down and not die. Like, I just love that kind of creativity.
That level to me was genius. When I saw that, and then the like long, long platform that I was first, I was like, really, they're going to have me walk this whole platform? There's no reason for it. Right. And then the stuff dies. And then you realize, oh, wait, if I dig through and then fall, I don't die. And then having to time all your guys where you have enough platform to work with it. That's the perfect example to point out the creativity that you are allowed. And it's so open that it's one of those games that you could create puzzles like endlessly to some degree.
Which, they didn't have that functionality, did they, where you could create your own levels?
That would have been
great. I don't think so, no.
Because this game, in some ways, reminds me of Lode Runner. Does it not?
Absolutely.
About it. And I think that this game could have done well with providing some increased opportunities to create your own maps. I think there would have been hundreds, thousands
of maps. If there had been a way for that to exist, I think that would have been one of the most popular features of this game. Easy, hands down.
I think it would have even exploded even more so the popularity of this game, although it was already
popular. It was very popular.
One of my frustrations before we move on was it took me a long time to remember which icon at the bottom represents which ability.
You can see
the little 8-bit graphic, but it's really hard to distinguish or hard. Yeah, I mean, after you get, you know, 20 stages in, then it starts to become second nature. But for a while, you're going to be clicking on the wrong ones and causing your guys to do the wrong things. And when I want a guy to build, he ends up exploding. And when I want a guy to, and when you make your lemmings do some of these abilities, such as bomb or blockers, there's no way to change them. They do that for the rest until you erase them. So if you get them stuck and that prevents you from moving forward, then you have to restart that level.
Yeah.
But it does give you the awesome opportunity to nuke all of your lemmings.
Which makes it almost worth it. It's always a satisfying move. Aged.
The game also, for me, I played the DOS version, by the way, had pretty good graphics. I thought the environments looked really nice, being that old. And it had a pretty good variety, too, with some humor here and there, just in the way that they've laid out the level with, like, the exit sign and then, like, where it's telling you where
the
exit is.
Even some other kind of cheeky things they did, like the button that gets all your lemmings to stop, or the whole gameplay to stop, so that you can, I don't know, go to the bathroom or think about how you're going to solve the level, is represented by a set of animal prints. And so that's your pause button.
I mean, it's okay.
They're paw prints. It's great.
No, I like it.
I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If I was a game designer, that's all I would do is put in stupid dad jokes.
Sure, it's fun. The music, I'd love to hear what you guys think. My opinion is that it's fun, it's super catchy, but it's super repetitive. So the longer and longer you play, the crazier you become, because these songs will just get stuck in your head.
Am I wrong? Is it a bunch of renditions of like nursery rhymes? Like,
yeah, and Christmas songs.
And Christmas
really
songs.
Well-known
stuff.
I was
like, wait a second, this is Christmas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just like pulled from or slightly modified like songs that they knew were safe to use, you know, stuff that was like clearly in the public domain.
Like Happy Birthday.
And then, you know, did MIDI versions of that. And so you get some interesting mashups and takes on things that you like randomly recognize, you're humming along to, and don't even realize that you're celebrating the wrong season or something.
Well, it's not bad. It's not bad, though. I mean,
I don't know.
It's not bad.
It didn't add any environment to the gameplay. It wasn't like it was poor music, but it it wasn't good enough that it like brought me in and like made me feel connected or emotionally. I found myself mostly just muting the game and being more interested in the puzzle kind of stuff. And if I wanted something playing, I turned on some audio from YouTube or something because it didn't do a lot for me.
It just felt a little random to me, like a little disjointed with what was happening. I guess it's better than just some track that they came up with that plays repeat every stage. That would have been the worst.
Yeah.
So I at least appreciate the variety.
What about variety of stage design? That's what I thought they really killed it on, because although you've got some similar themes throughout the game, you've got everything from underground to snow stages to forest stages to
Greek
temples to demonic doom-inspired stages. It really has a huge range of the kind of stages.
Absolutely. And they did some creative stuff with them too. Like you would be able to go back and play certain stages that are basically verbatim the same stage, but on different difficulty levels, where all the difference would be how many skills your lemmings had to get through the level. And so a level that the first time you like breeze through and it was like, oh, this isn't hard at all. Then later you find you have to do it and you can only click like four or five buttons.
I love that.
Your placement on stuff has to be perfect. And so it's a whole different puzzle even on the same map. So they were really smart about their map design, I think.
Yeah, again, I appreciated the variety. If we are thinking Lode Runner, I guess that's where Lode Runner kind of didn't fail, but you felt the age more because if I remember correctly, it was just the same blocks and like backdrop.
Yeah, there's no background. Yeah.
And some of that's colors? Hardware, you know. Mm-hmm. They're able to do a lot more in 91.
Yeah.
True, very true. I thought the change of scenery was definitely welcome, especially if you have been stuck on a stage for a long time and you have been grinding to get through it and you finally do.
Get me out
of
here.
It's nice not to see the same thing again.
Right, right. Another limitation in design made it difficult to tell what you're clicking on. I think one of you mentioned this earlier, but though the game does a fairly accurate job determining which lemmings you're selecting, but with so many on a screen, you often are just clicking, hoping that one of them take.
And especially if they're grouped up.
Yeah, and that takes away from how many of those abilities that you have, and you can quickly find yourself out of those certain abilities if you didn't manage at the beginning your lemmings correctly.
Right.
That's just a graphical limitation. So one of the things, though, that if you are a fan of Lemmings, you enjoyed this game, is quickly after the first one came out, there was an expansion to the game called Oh No, More Lemmings, which...
I love that
great
name.
Title.
It provides 100 more levels, so I think that's an awesome addition, as well as sequels, Lemmings 2 and All New World of Lemmings and 3D Lemmings, and then finally in the year 2000, Lemmings Revolution. So I think it's about time for a new entry into the series.
I would love if they would do one like in virtual reality.
VR? Lemmings?
Yeah.
Like, are you walking with
as a lemming?
You're a lemming. First person lemmings.
Just
VR
lemming life.
Life.
All right.
It's just the lemming life.
That'd be
like,
so stressful.
You see what's
with
coming
other ones
up,
moving.
But you don't know what's past that. And so you got to choose some skills and help out the bros that are following you.
Yeah. I think that's called real life. You don't have to go virtual
Someone
for that.
Someone call Nintendo. Man, that's a lot of content for a DOS game or
it's an
Amiga
this,
game.
It's because that like simple premise, but that can be used so many ways.
Yeah, I guess
that
so.
They just were able to go super creative on the map design pieces of the challenge.
The final shell shock.
All of this comes to a head here, where the three of us decide whether or not we're giving this game our vote for New Game Plus status, which simply is a general thumbs up or thumbs down. Do we enjoy this game enough to suggest our viewers to find a copy and play it? Or do we say, go play a different retro game and don't waste your time with this one? Nolan, what do you think?
No. I didn't have fun this week. I think I'm just a youngin. I don't know. I couldn't get behind it. And it really was just so slow for me. And that is what kept me from enjoying it. So if you like puzzle games, then sure, that's a good start. But if you are impatient with gaming, I don't know. what I could compare that to, but it's a slow game and at times really frustrating if you're stuck on a level. So no new game plus from me this week.
All right. Let me take a second just to remind Kenny we're on camera. And
I'm making faces because I'm torn.
Well, then how about I let you be torn just a little more, because I absolutely give this game my vote. I came into this game not knowing what to expect. I've never played it before. I knew of the character Lemmings, but I had never actually played the game, and I'm so glad that I did. I'm typically not a puzzle person, but there's something about this game. There was a charm, there was a character, there was a uniqueness and a humor that I really appreciated. And so if you like puzzle games, this game is definitely for you. If you hate puzzle games, this game will drive you up the wall and you won't even need a climber ability to get up there.
That was well done.
Thank you, Kenny. So I do give this game my vote for New Game Plus. That's one no, it's one yes. To receive our collective approval, it must receive 2/3 of the votes, which means that it's on Kenny's shoulders to say, do we...
You're not helping me out. This is one of those that throughout the week, I went back and forth. Throughout this episode, I've kind of gone back and forth. I came in knowing what I sort of was thinking about where I was going to land. And as we talked about it and I was thinking back through the gameplay, I've changed my mind like 2 or 3 times. This game is super, super classic. Super varied. Very witty and intelligent. The puzzle aspects of it are so, so, so fun. But there are some downsides. Like the music's a little bit repetitive. Nolan's right, it can be a little bit slow, but that ultimately can be overcome. Like, it's not a huge thing. I think my biggest beef with this game personally, if there was going to be a negative, is that though the puzzles are all somewhat unique, at some point, once you've figured out the mechanics and kind of how to do things, you sort of get to a point where you feel like the game is solved. Now, it may be solved in slightly different ways, and you have to figure out, you know, here's where I got to put my platform, and specifically based on this level with these specific resources, you know, do I go this way or that way? But once you get to the point where, like, where you've played it a bunch, I don't know, like,
the
whole puzzle piece just doesn't, like, it doesn't keep delivering. And I'm going to make a decision right now. Like, please. This is a super amazingly classic title that I think everyone should be familiar with because it's that kind of game. If you play it too long or aren't into it, it's going to drive you crazy and you're going to eventually lose interest.
You're driving me
but
crazy.
It's a good enough title that it gets New Game Plus from me.
And that means that it gets New Game Plus from
It's too classic not to. The good things are good, but I do have some
reservation. We can't get him to shut up, guys.
I'm sorry. Kenny is just
the biggest game.
It's a back and forth for Kenny, but he does, in fact, give it a thumbs up, which means that this game, Lemmings, does receive our vote for New Game Plus status. Go find a copy and play it. You will hopefully enjoy it and be able to build your bridge to a victory, or you will fall off the level and splat, or fall into lava or water,
or just like this game like Nolan and just nuke all your lemmings all the time and then give up because the puzzles are too hard.
We received a few thoughts from viewers this week. One is from Matthew. He said, every time I see Lemmings, I just can't help but smile. So many memories, and not just of me playing, but almost my entire family. We used to swap strategies, horror stories, comedic moments, etc. Those were the good old days. The Amiga version is best version. I have it on my laptop and my tablet. 3 thumbs up.
Three?
Yeah, he's got an extra thumb. Don't sweat it.
I did.
That might come in handy.
Games that you play with your entire family, right? Like, I mean,
absolutely.
That's great. That's like always so fun.
And we didn't mention, but in some versions, there's a 2-player mode where you actually work together. You have split screen, and one person's work starts at the Lemmings, and the other person starts further along, which could get very confusing.
I thought it was competitive. I thought it was who got the most. You both solved at the same time, and who got the most Lemmings in? I don't recall.
And it might be. Either way, it's split screen. It's two mice.
Mices.
One mouse and Mices. A joystick, I think, in most cases.
Yeah, or two mouses. So, yeah, thank you, Matthew. We got another email from Jan. He said, "Hey, guys, this is one of my favorite games. Played it a lot. The gameplay is quite unique. On the higher levels, you genuinely think the level cannot be finished. But after playing around with some of the lemming types, you will figure out a way to do it, and everything seems easy. The music is great, and after a while, you'll start to hum along. It's hard for me to stop playing because I always want to finish the next level and the next and the next. Later on in the game, there are some unique traps also. Beautifully animated flamethrowers, gallows, machines that squash your lemming. Oh, and there's one thing you should definitely try. Put two blockers left and right near the entrance. Ramp up the speed so that the lemmings are coming into the level. Then push the nuke button. On the Amiga, they'll yell, oh no, before they pop, and you'll get a beautiful piece of fireworks. I got to tricky level 17. Wow. If you finish this game and still want more, there's Oh No More Lemmings, Christmas Lemmings, and much more. I don't like Lemmings 2 or 3D, though. The first version is the best version. Hope you guys had as much fun as I did."
Sorry.
As I'm hearing from viewers who've had it like nostalgia vibe with them and have gone back and relived it, I'm glad I made the right decision about where we classified this game, because it is that kind of game. Is even fun today, but especially for people who played it when it came out, like nothing
it resonates hard.
And you just, you know, spent hours playing this business.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for sending in your thoughts of the game this week. You can do that any week by emailing us at ngppodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to feature your commentary as a part of our episodes. Now, Kenny, it's your favorite time of the week as we randomly select what game we are going to be playing for the next 7 days. At the conclusion of each and every episode, we take from our Retro Master List, which is just a vast list of games that are 15 years old or older. It is incomplete. If you have game suggestions, please send those as well. You can tweet, you can send us messages on any of our social media sites, or email us, and we will definitely include those, add those to the list. And from that selection, we are going to find out what game we are playing next.
Do it, do it, do it.
Spinning the randomizer now. The next game that we are going to be playing is a video game that is based off of a movie.
Can you randomize it again?
You never know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but most often...
most of the time, it's a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing. So we'll have to see. There are a series of games we'll have to figure out and settle on which game that we are actually playing, because they all came out right around the same time, 1988, 1989, even 1990. And we'll probably try to go with the earliest version, developed by Sega or published by US Gold. I don't know which one. We're going to have to figure out which one we're going with, but it is Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Moonwalker?
That's what it's called.
All right.
So
you dance or what?
You know what?
We're going to find out. What's interesting is that some of our viewers were actually talking about this game recently on Discord.
That's where it was suggested, I think. That was one of the first ones.
It was suggested there, but it had been in our retro master list already.
That's really funny.
So,
I'm intrigued, but mostly terrified.
Yeah, this has got to be awful, right?
We'll see.
It might be awesome. It might be like some platformer fighter that we're not expecting, and you're just Michael Jackson kicking everybody.
if we get some legit Michael Jackson music, I would love that. But like MIDI terrible version covers, it might drive me crazy.
Let's play the Genesis version.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if they're different, and we'll just have to figure it out post podcast. But as always, you can hop in our Discord daily. We are in there ready to talk to you, talk about what we're experiencing in the gameplay this week, what we're doing. We just have random conversation about how many carbs we're bringing into our body this week, or you can suggest a game through Discord channels as well. Those links can be found on our social media, which is Facebook and Twitter at NGP Podcast. You can listen to us directly on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Music, any other podcast provider of your choice. Make sure you subscribe so you are the first to get NGP episodes. And if there is a rating or review function on your podcast provider, make sure that you give us a rating and a review so that others can find out about NGP. And then patreon.com/NGP podcast is our kind of behind the scenes. We provide additional content on a regular basis. It's not weekly, but bi-weekly, we've at least got something extra coming your way, depending on what level of support you're able to provide.
We have two producers that allow us to bring you content weekly, even though it's late. And that is Bradley and Zion. They are awesome guys, and they support us. And they are top patrons. So thank you guys so much for doing what you do. We love you.
We definitely do. You guys get all the goodies, all the benefits of what it means to be a true NGP-ite.
Oh, is that what we call them now? Do we finally have a name?
A P-ite? P-ite? Is that what we should go with? We should definitely not go with P-ite.
No.
All right, join us next week as we play
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Until then, I'm Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
Oh, wow. I'm Nolan.
And we are Lemmings, and this has been New Game Plus.